From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Whiskey Foxtrot.
Feeling like a worn out saddle many miles ago. A horse is too lame, needs to be put down. And don't you know that's the way I feel right now. Breaks me into a cold sweat. The thought of losing money or lousy the bed. I thought I could make it through without a scratch. Now I can't count the scars up and down my back. Can you hear my prayers up there? Just hardcore cowboy all the way down here. No, I messed up and did it on my own. Oh, I don't want to be a legend, I just want to go home. Don't want to be no legend, I just want to go home. Ambition in young age can steer you blind. And lack of good learning should be a crime. Well, my hard head used to brace the cold. Now my worn out body can't do no more. Well, I'm still young, feel twice my age. Just turned 21, the good times ain't no fun. I rambled and stumbled and fell to the ground. Every time before, this time I'll lay down. Well, Lord, can you hear my prayers up there? Just on for cowboy all the way down here. Oh, I missed her and did it on my own. Well, I don't want to be a legend, I just want to go. Boots and settle down. yes I do, or I'll find my way out. Or Lord, can you hear my prayers up there? 'Cause it's hard for a cowboy all the way down here. I know I messed up and did it all.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, I'm Brad Becker, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 677th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Whiskey Foxtrot. They are a five-piece band from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, founded by Seth Williams and Sam Foster. After teaming up together, they quickly became a regional favorite down there. Their original music is a combination of country, blues, and rock and roll, stemming from influences such as the Allman Brothers Band, Tom Petty, and beyond. Welcome, folks, Whiskey Foxtrot to the Red Barn stage.
Picture hiding in a dirty frame, and when I hear men sing, can't help me say your name. And you've never seen the ruins of a world you left behind, just a few austere reminders is all that you will find. Or late night conversations about where we'd plan to go, Costa Rica in the springtime, but you's gone before the snow. And I'd seen a look in your eye that I'd never seen before, when you grabbed my hand and held me close to some apartment floor. And I can't look back, look back on all those empty promises and dreams that ran off track. And it pulls me in, don't let it pull me in, around my brain just like a noose and stick me like a pin. Thank you.
began. And the last I heard, you took his name in a ring on your left hand. And you both split off of Boston, but you said it's far too cold. Well, I might head west to Cali, down to San Isidro. And I wrote letters to your mama about how you ran away. She said to turn to Jesus and he'd keep the wolves at bay. Oh, but lately I find comfort in a substance far less pure. And I don't know if it's the answer, but it sure feels like a cure. And I can't look back, but I still look back on all those empty promises and dreams that ran off track. And it pulls me. Well, I still got your picture hiding in a dirty frame. And when I hear Mendocino, I can't help but say your name. Thank you.
Please welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker.
Well, good evening, one and all. It's nice to have you here with us on Red Barn Radio. Our guest tonight is Whiskey Foxtrot. Tell us where you call home. Sam, you want to start us off?
Sam Foster.
We say we're from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, but we live all over the Piedmont. I live in Winston. Brad lives in a place called Climax, North Carolina. Steven, back here on the drums, he's in Greensboro. Terry's also in Greensboro, and Seth lives up in Reidsville.
So give me some idea about the proximity of those places to each other, because I really don't, I don't know that region very well.
They're all within 30 minutes to an hour of each other.
Okay, close enough you guys can get together and practice. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Should we call Winston-Salem sort of the hub of where you all live? Is that your musical home, like where you guys perform most, would you say?
It is, okay. Yeah. Between there and Greensboro, they're all part of a place they call the Triad.
Oh, okay.
And, so, yeah, Winston's the home. They've been real good to us. There's some of our favorite bars down there that we like to go play at and get into all kinds of shenanigans.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Well, this big top town, people hanging around in their rhinestone black shirts. I throw them smiles and stroll on by, off of what it's worth. But nothing seems to change, you know. They all just come and go. Cause they know another sunset is coming tomorrow, coming tomorrow. They all look like movie stars, never seen them on a driving screen. The skyline and sunrise looks like a movie scene. Desperation in their eyes, years of smiles on their face. And all I say is a joy,
'cause you look like me one day. They ride a roller coaster in the mines in their backyards, between broken streets and shattered dreams. Life ain't all that hard. A double wide sinking in the sand right beside mansions. Well, things ain't bad when you're down. This big time town. They just repaved the boulevard with fresh paint on the blacktop. But no matter how they try, it still looks like it's falling apart. Well, me and some strangers I call friends piling in my Cutlass Supreme and driving past the boulevard to some bar on a side street. And staying out till the sun comes up, wasting away on my love. Pick up lines on what's the point? The joint, they're smoking on the hood till the light turns out. This big top town. Ups and downs, well, hell, now don't we all? But I've been thinking time away and accepting where the chips did fall. I can't change where I am, make the best of what will be. And truth be told, this place, well, is the place for me. Jet airplanes flying over top, monster trucks on cinder blocks. Might find myself a bell-bottom queen and buy a house in between. Those smokestacks rolling so far down. This big top town.
Tell us about how you guys happened to come together.
You're an interesting mix of dudes up here.
Yeah.
As is, and your music is an interesting mix of things. You know, it does seem like your ages might range by 15 years.
I guess the two people that first started playing together in the band, I'm the youngest, and of course Terry being the oldest, we started playing together first, really, in the blues.
Seth Williams.
We started playing blues together. And
you and Terry?
Yeah, yeah. He played lap steel. I played acoustic, went out to Memphis, Tennessee, and all that cool stuff.
How did that happen, where you get sort of an old codger like him and a young guy like you playing
together? He was involved with the Pinot Blues Preservation Society. We had kind of known of each other in the area and played together in some jam bands at some local bars and stuff. He called me up, and he's like, hey, man, would you be interested in entering this competition to the International Blues Challenge? So you got to win your local challenge to go to the international one in Memphis. I entered it as a youth, and in the second time around, I entered as duo with Terry, and me and him both went out to Memphis together. and did some stuff out there.
Wow, but, that's pretty cool.
So that element got brought into the band too when we started playing.
Nice.
Well, I played every single bar in this town, driving my rig round and around. Well, everybody knows me and I know everybody. Well, they know my hand on the CB and they call me the outlaw country man. Oh! I love old rusty cars in people's front yard. I love the hell out of this old guitar and every truck stop on the highway. It's like a second home to me. Well, they know my hand on the CB and they call me the outlaw country man. Played a little Baptist church on Friday night. Then I'm heading eastbound, chasing long white lines. I got a 10-mile range, I'm stretch out the pawn shop, dirty old Cobra 29. Well, they know all my head on the CB, and they call me the outlaw country man. I tell them all.
Homeschooling, being homeschooled, and had a lot of time on my hands getting done with school around lunchtime, and we had some old guitars in the house, and my Papa Joe, my granddaddy on my mama's side, he plays bluegrass. So being around him growing up, it wasn't until I had time on my hands I started to get interested in it and fooling with it. So I learned some stuff from him, learned some songs and chords and things like that, and just it progressed from there. YouTube's the best guitar teacher you can have.
Do you have a sense of, when you were a young person getting homeschooled, did you ever ask your parents, why can't I do school like the other kids?
Oh, no. After I got in about like a year or so, I did not want to go to public school. I loved it, man. I got to go down. My dad's got a shop at the house. I got to work on cars and trucks with him and got to learn a lot. And, of course, being around mom, got to learn a lot of life lessons and things like that. And got to grow up with my sister and see the talents and her coming up as a young woman. So, I don't know, man. I say if any parents out there want to homeschool and you're on a 50-50 about it, go for it.
Huh. I'm a school teacher, and I think it would have been challenging for me to homeschool my own kids. On the other hand, if I had to offer to my kids what your parents had to offer to you, which was, you know, some real solid skills training sort of, you know, we sit around at the lunch table now as teachers and talk about just that, you know, that that's something that's missing in education now.
Oh, yeah. I got to find out what I really wanted to do with life right off the bat, being that young. I was so enamored with guitar and music in general. That was like, all right. And I was able to focus on that and develop it and got a deeper passion for it by doing so.
And was college ever something that you had in mind, or did you ever go that direction?
I thought about it younger, but as I got older, it was one of those things that just kind of faded for me. Mm-hmm. I got older and started wanting to play more. It almost kind of, I was like, well, that's going to get in the way of playing. So I was like, I want to play.
Yeah.
So I went for it and started playing.
Were you always pretty disciplined as a player, or did it never feel like discipline to you?
I don't know. It's weird because, you know, obviously there's riffs you want to learn that you have to discipline yourself to learn. But I guess teaching myself, there was no limits. I didn't have a teacher going, well, you shouldn't play it like that. It's actually played like this. So I didn't have nobody to tell me right or wrong. So there was no roof. I just... You know, there was no limit to it. So whatever I learned, that's just how I learned it.
Yeah.
Well, the clock strikes midnight, ain't a soul to be found. Living it up some dive on a cutter in one old town. In Tuesday turns to Wednesday, and all that's left for me is a pocket full of cash and a rundown motel key. Well, I can still hear the words my daddy'd say. You won't make no money, boy, just keep your head down each day. And I've got this certain feeling, and it burns me up inside. And I got all these songs to sing, I'll take it all in stride. It ain't about the money, we all reap what we sow. It ain't about the glory, only a few of us will know. It's broke strings and it always seems to just trying to pay our dues. Sing the song, just can't all about this end of our room blues. Seem worth it, might as well go for broke. Ain't nobody that'd give a damn about a guitar slinging broke. Then another night's on tune, just like a ton of crack. Feel that surge run through my veins, there ain't no turning back. It ain't about the money, we all reap what we sow. It ain't about the glory, only a few of us will know. It's broke strings and it all seems to just trying to pay our dues. Sing a song, just can't all about the same to my room.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Whiskey Foxtrot, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Whiskey Foxtrot after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.